When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, but 9 a.m. here in the Crescent City, New Orleans, Louisiana. Me and B live Radio Row ahead of Eagles Chiefs. Good morning, B Mitch. How do you do?
Man, I am fantastic. I already been up, ran about 5 miles. That's a lie.
I didn't believe you.
I'm up. I'm ready, and let's go, baby.
I talked to you last night at like 8:30-ish,
yeah,
and you were already back at your hotel.
I never left the hotel. We basically, me and L.A. sat down, and we basically figured out that you can sit in that hotel and have a whole day.
This is you and LeVar?
Yeah, we were at the bar. We were on one side of the bar for about 3 hours, and then after he went and took a nap, and I went and got some food.
From Is that about when I talked to you?
From that same hotel. And then I went to the other side of the bar. So we had a good little time sitting there talking, catching up.
And are you changing hotels today? Changing hotels at
tomorrow,
some point?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to the Airbnb tomorrow.
Oh, okay, with AD. All right. AD, if you're listening, I have your credential. So.
You want to give it to him? I can bring it to him?
Sure. That way I don't have it. Yeah. It was just sitting on the table yesterday.
Yeah, we don't want you to lose it like you did yours yesterday for like 10 minutes.
I didn't lose it. It was like under my jacket.
You didn't know where it was.
Yesterday was a pretty eventful kind of first day of Radio Row.
It's already bigger now.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday. So this room is unbelievably massive. It's like airport hangar size, I would say.
Yes.
It's just huge. This feels like the biggest one of these. You and I have done a bunch of them. You've done more than me. Mm-hmm. Does this feel like the biggest one?
Yeah.
Like physical size, I'm saying.
The physical size of it, and I think the amount of people. Like normally you have a bunch of tables with no signage.
Right.
Now it's signage every damn where. It's like, you know, when some of these cities.
Well, and the signage has increased. Yeah, the size of signage has increased.
Some of these cities where they'll come in, the cities basically tell you can't put up signage unless it's a certain size. They need to start telling people that at this damn Radio Row.
I mean, Radio Row, I guess, is the name, but it's hardly radio anymore.
It is Media Row.
Yeah. The Odyssey contingent has grown. The Richmond boys are here. The Dallas boys are here. Maybe we'll get one of those Dallas fellas over here to help us make sense of the trade, the Luka trade, and, you know, just to gauge Brian Schottenheimer mania, because I'm sure it's through the roof.
Not many people liking it.
There's a dude over here with a hat on. What do you got there, B? You got a read on that?
He's the captain in chief. I don't know.
He's the captain in chief. Where is... Oh, so they're from KC. So he's got a KC captain hat on.
Yeah.
You know what? I get it.
I'm with
if you're from Kansas City, you're going for
you
a goofy
do the hell you want.
You want to wear a goofy hat? Fire away. yesterday, I think news-wise, you kind of had some competing interests, right? Like the biggest football news was the Myles Garrett stuff.
Yeah.
And is he angling for more money? Does he actually want out of Cleveland? That's a real conversation. If he actually wants out, Washington should actually absolutely be involved. There a lot of moving parts from A to Z on that thing. From the Commander's specific angle on this, Josh Harris spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I'm not left hand up here to do is litigate the name.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like they're keeping it, dude. He made it very clear. He's been super clear about it the whole time, but everybody just wants to not believe him. So now he's been abundantly clear.
It's not that they don't want to believe him. People are tone deaf. Tone deaf. What they do is sit out here, and they come up with what they want to hear and what they want to talk about, And no matter what you say, they're going to talk about what they want to talk about. And that's exactly it. He said that same thing he said yesterday at least three times. I know. And still, somebody will go away from that and keep saying, oh, I'm telling you, man, they're going to do it. No, they're not. Not happening.
Yeah. And I do think they're going to tweak the uniforms. I will be happy about that. I have never liked the white top. It's a fine-looking uniform. It's just not burgundy and gold. So if you're going to try to stick with it, let's have some consistency. I think you get them back to the striped pants like Beamish wore. I think it'll be cool. I don't think the logo's coming back. Like, there's all these things people want. I don't think any of that's happening. I really don't care to pull that thread and just, like, could we light up the phone? Sure. But will we all get dumber? Yes. So we're in an effort to keep this.
I'm not going
to
get dumber because when that topic comes, that's when I just get rid of it.
White Brian, I'm going to tell you the truth here, bro. I'm going to keep entering the stream, but the internet here just sucks and it's going to keep dropping. So it's not me dropping out of it. I was just in it, and the internet just arbitrarily comes and goes. So for everybody in the stream, we love you. We're trying, but understand that this is a New Orleans issue, not a me and B issue.
Not a JP.
It's been both of us. We both just dropped.
I'm in back. It.
Yeah, but yesterday it was all day. It was a constant thing.
I didn't drop yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Maybe once. He never told me to go back into the thing. He told you.
Brian Mitchell, again, infallible.
I'm just saying.
The biggest thing I think yesterday news-wise from Harris talking was he played it cool about his desire to be back at RFK, but it's very clear.
He wants to be there.
Definitely. And then Roger Goodell spoke here in New Orleans, and Nikki Javala asked him about RFK, and I think it's one of the few things we see Goodell open up about, because he talks about his childhood going to RFK Stadium. And, and the one thing I...
When Goodell went on Capitol Hill with him,
yeah,
he's basically telling you this is what we need. This is what the league wants. You can't tell me the biggest entity in the United States when it comes to sports does not want to have something inside the nation's capital.
My contention all along has been this should be a point of pride. This should be a point of pride for the country. Like, London has Wembley, and Tokyo has that giant dome. I don't know what it's called, but like, great cities of the world, great capitals of the world have an awesome stadium to hold major events. Like, that should be a goal for Americans in Iowa and Oregon. You know what I mean? Like, and because we live in a polarized political world, like, nobody will think that way. But I think for Roger Goodell to say a new stadium would be great for our nation, and for Goodell to say it's important we play in an area that's beneficial for fans.
Yep.
I just think that stands out to me so much that, listen, man, that Goodell being on board, the league being on board, certainly doesn't guarantee anything, but damn, it helps. You know what they got? Money and connections, and the Harris Group has money and connections, and it feels so different than it previously did.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that really exciting. That to me was the headliner yesterday. Denton wants you to look at him, Brian.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Denton, live update on Denton's clothing today. He's got cut-off jean shorts, so legitimate jorts. Not quite Daisy Duke length, but like, let's take a look at those one more time. B, are those... Should those be a little longer for a dude?
Hell no.
I wouldn't mind a little more length.
No, they're right. Yeah. They're right at the. They're right
back
above
up
the knee.
A little. Let me see you.
They're right at the knee.
No, those are well above the knee, though.
He's all right, though. Because if he go up one more inch, then he'll be like somebody might start whistling at him.
He's dangerously close to too short. They're not too short, but they're closer to too short than they are too long.
Yeah, yeah. You look more like too short than Snoop.
Hold on, back up. I'm You're randomly posting pictures of us. I'm going to post a picture of you.
I was taking a picture for landfill. I cut these myself, which I'm sure
I'm
is
sure you did.
Yeah, I'm sure that's stunning.
So you wore one day as long pants, the next day you go with shorts.
Yeah, landfill just requested a picture of Denton's booty shorts.
You made fun of my shirt. I got security guards were stopping me saying how much they liked my shirt.
Landfill, tweet that out and ask the people if Denton's shorts are too short. They're just barely long enough.
Which is the proper, that's what you want. You want to flirt with just long enough but not too long.
I got to be honest, D, I'm a big fan of yours. I love you as a human. I think you're a very smart kid.
I feel like there's a big butt that's coming.
Big butt. Like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Your gear and my gear just don't compute. We're different dudes.
Although you did give me a very nice, it was like a corduroy flannel.
Okay,
which good. It was the nice pink and brown joint. That goes hard.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I have some clothes to give away at the house. I'll bring them in for you.
I would gladly take them. Okay. I can make them work.
I'm sure you can, pal. so I ended up just working all day yesterday and had to go over to the Superdome, had to go to the compound. So the domestic compound, for people that don't understand, is like a – you know how you always see those wacky – TV interviews, especially at big events like Final Four, Super Bowl, mm-hmm. whatever, where like somebody runs up behind you and curses or like yells an obscenity or even just like acts weird.
Hey, that's just real life. I keep going.
Right. But they, at big events like this, they have a television area that's secured so you don't have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the compound, right? And we went to the compound yesterday to do live shots for Channel 4 and it was it's by the Superdome, right? So that's what I have in my head. The best location to get to this compound. So you got to also think for a television shot, you want it like in the background, kind of. You don't want to be right up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So like ideally, you'd be a block or two away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in Vegas, it was awesome because Vegas is so flat and so spread out that we had this killer shot of the stadium behind us with the mountains behind us. Mm-hmm. You know, the views you get in Vegas are just crazy. Well, New Orleans, you don't really get that. And so we're kind of like closer to the Superdome than necessarily you want to be for the TV shot. But the location where I had to get dropped off to go to this, B, was a used car lot under Highway 90. And I was like, oh, this looks like a nice part of town. And then you have to walk up like six flights of stairs. Kerwin's got all this gear. I helped him carry some of it, but it was a lot. And we get up there. And it's fine, whatever, but then you just have time to kill, and there's nothing around. Like, I couldn't get a bottle of water, like a bag of chips. Like, there's just, you're in, like, a desolate, industrial, shady, under-the-highway mm-hmm. area. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping I don't have to go back there. We'll see. Then we went to the Superdome for media night. Media night, last night, man, was, like, this collection of zombies. Like, everybody was there hoping to find the wacky person.
Uh-huh.
Like when you did it, I know the Julie Brown thing was a big thing, right? And over the years, like, I feel like people from, like, Telemundo or international outlets would come and kind of, like, cause the scene. I don't think there was much of that last night. There was one dude dressed up like a genie who was pretty weird.
That part right there just throws me. You don't have to look like a damn fool to do an interview. I don't get that, you know. You can walk up in regular clothes and have an interview. You want to come out here and be like some character. And I despise that crap.
Well, this dude, I think, was working on behalf of Make-A-Wish, and that's why he was a genie. But he also, it was like an international thing. I don't really know what he was trying to accomplish. But it was just funny because it was like everybody was focused on trying to find the wacky stuff. The players are just walking around. And obviously, you know, they do podiums for Hurts and A.J. Brown and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, whatever. And those podiums get pretty wild. But, like, all the other players are just walking around. You can talk to assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. I talked to a front office guy I know from the Eagles for, like, 10 minutes. We just kind of sat around watching the craziness. But there were a couple people I wanted to see and find. One was Carson Wentz. One was Jahan Dotson. I got to talk to both those guys, got interviews with both those guys. We're going to play those a little later. It was really interesting. With both those guys, they're in the Super Bowl, so they're not too worried about their time in Washington. But Jahan is a young man I've known since he was drafted, and obviously things went sideways here. Mm-hmm. He landed in a great spot. He's in the Super Bowl with the Eagles. He seemed to have some perspective on it all, but it was more just like, man, we're in a wild industry, and this is how life goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if it was just – like, I think Dotson needs to be schemed open, and I think
– But that's strange to me because when he got here
– he could separate.
Everyone to a man said he was the best route runner on the team.
Yeah.
He'll route you to death. Why now you got to scheme him open? I mean, what happened to his game? What happened to his route running? What happened to where now you got to find a way to get it done? He was a guy that could win all the time. So, I mean, that is when it comes down to the person, the individual. What are you not doing to make sure that you held on to what you had, you know, to move forward?
It's interesting. I don't know the answer, honestly. It's really interesting with him. There's, you know, two kids I really enjoyed talking to. I say kids, and I don't mean that, you know, derogatory. They're just young.
Dude, you older. You would say kids? Damn, if they were your children,
right?
They'll be your kids, right?
Right.
So, I mean, people got to get over some of the words sometimes. Every damn thing is not a problem.
Oren Burks is a young man from Fairfax County. He went to mm-hmm. South County High School, went to Vanderbilt. Got to talk to him for a little bit. He's also the dude. He was in on one of the fumbles in the NFC title game, which obviously were killers for Washington. I was talking to a Philly coach, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, the final score doesn't show how close that game was. And I was like, yeah, man, I know. The fumbles were just killers.
The fumbles kill you. And I think people,
especially that late one.
True.
They all matter because they scored off all of them.
People that truly know football understand that now. As I would tell you all the time, just because they had a turnover don't mean you got to give up a touchdown.
Sure.
Let's be real.
Right. And John Allen owned that afterwards. I thought that was impressive. He's like, yeah, we couldn't help our offense out. We needed to. I think – I don't know what's going on with the stream. This might be my computer, but that's currently – like, I'm in the background, and it was just frozen on you, but now it looks like you're back. Landfill was asking – I think he can hear Mike Phillips. Mike Phillips sitting right behind us.
He's seeing.
Phillips has one of – the most legendary laughs in pro football. Like, his laugh is so loud and contagious that we have gotten yelled at in opposing press boxes. Not for cheering. Cheering is very much against the rule in the press box, but sometimes just for being too loud. I forgot where I was going because that made me laugh. I was thinking we got yelled at in Cleveland one year in a preseason game. All right. Day two in New Orleans. Tonight's the media party. I don't know. I am sure we've been to one since. The Atlanta one was dope. Remember that was at the aquarium?
Yeah, the Miami.
You liked the Miami one. I didn't think it was that cool.
The location was cool. And that's what we rode in the back of the Tesla.
That was like before the Tesla. All I did was order an Uber XL, and this Tesla showed up, and we cut to the front of this long-ass line, and the doors went up, and everybody's like, yo, who are those guys? We were like, ugh.
Be Mr. Philly.
All right, here's the plan. Logan Paulson is going to join us next. I don't know where – is Logan here?
I don't know.
Okay, I know he was.
I know he went to Mobile. Senior Bowl.
Yeah,
I don't know
so I'm excited to talk to Logan about that. That's like a prime. Let Logan nerd out on like what D lineman sets his feet the best.
Oh,
like
he does that.
I am here for that. Barcel Nate going to join us at 11 at noon. We're going to play these interviews. You be the judge. Carson Wentz, Jahan Dotson. See what you think they sound like at this point. I think our boy Joe Maloney's going to pop by at some point. Pack show.
I walked over here with Joe.
Yeah. I am curious. Maloney works for the Gaming Association, mm-hmm. whatever it is. I am fascinated to know what
the
betting number is going to be this weekend. And I wonder,
where is it leaning?
Well, and I wonder if it'll go down a little, man. I don't think it will, but like everybody keeps saying, there's less interest in this game and blah blah blah. Not if you look at the prices.
It's just like people keep saying it. They're not following the Commanders, and everything keep going up.
Dude, I also want to take a look at ticket prices because I have heard it is outrageous. I think this joint's going to be pretty damn green.
Get in the door, I saw it, $5,000.
Yeah.
Way up there.
Yeah, dude. I think Sunday's going to look very, very green, and I'm not talking about Jeff Walker's kind. Nobody go anywhere. Logan Paulson joins us next.